Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Tonight I feel so weak, but all in love is fair. I turn the other cheek, and I feel the slap and the sting of the foul night air, and I know
the great city of Leavenworth, that city's favorite daughter, Melissa Etheridge. But tonight, while I'm making, you're on Dana and Parks.
A woman is making love to you.
Story here. Alyssa Mitchell says she was making some of the best money of her life at the beginning of 2020. In January, the 50-year-old Alabama resident started a job working for a remodeling company where she traveled to work on projects at stores like Target, Walmart, and Lowe's all over the state of Alabama. But when the governor halted non-essential business activity to curb the spread of the coronavirus in March, Alyssa Mitchell was let go. Without much of a home to return to, she settled in Jackson County just to wait out the virus. Now, for a while, she was able to make ends meet. She bought a mobile home for herself using funds from the pandemic unemployment assistance. She got about $114 a week plus the $600 weekly dollars from the federal enhancement and, of course, the $1,200 stimulus check. She had enough to stay housed, fed, and current on her bills. She looked for new work that would accommodate her respiratory issues and health concerns during the pandemic, but found opportunities few and far between. She goes on to say that she could not find a job, certainly not in her industry, and as businesses reopened and coronavirus safety precautions were lifted through June, the state of Alabama saw a spike in the virus cases. Then in July, the lifeline that was keeping Mitchell on her feet came to an abrupt halt. For reasons still unknown to her, 3 months later, she stopped receiving unemployment. The job search that she'd already poured her energy into for months took on new urgency, even though little had changed regarding her prospects. And then they have a quote here that millions still are not receiving unemployment, but it costs money just to go job hunting.
And you've seen, Scott, there are people who have spent 9 hours on hold trying to get through to an office you're never going to get through. The New York Times had an article about a woman laid off in June. She was a software engineer with 2 master's degrees. She is still without a full-time job.
Now, I can already tell you what some people are going to say, because we had a similar conversation about 2 weeks ago on the show, not exactly the same, but similar. And people are going to say, well, sometimes in the middle of a recession and a pandemic, where there are, 3 to 6 million people unemployed, I don't even know the number off the top of my head anymore, you're just going to have to lower your expectations. You're going to have to take what you got. Now, I know that your business is this,
right?
But your business for now is going to have to be this.
But Scott, a lot of those hiring managers will look at these super qualified software engineers or corporate event planners and say, you are grossly overqualified for the job we are offering here. And we know as soon as you start working here for 10 bucks an hour or 12 bucks an hour,
you're out the door.
You are out the door as soon as something better comes along. So it's almost, I don't want to say it's harder for those higher earners who are without a job, but it comes with a different set of problems when you are looking for a job.
Now, if the argument is there are no jobs out there, I don't think you're going to find a rather sympathetic audience.
Why?
Well, A, they had a job fair at the Overland Park Convention Center today from 10 to 2.
which is great.
Yes, but right now, a lot of people are going to tell you a job is a job is a job. And I told you 2 weeks ago about my friend who was in sales making more money than he could count at one point, got laid off. It was not because of the pandemic. Yep. He was just laid off. And now he works security overnight for a major company here in town.
Yep.
And he says he's never been happier. But he doesn't have two nickels to rub together. 576-7798. Would love to know what the job market really looks like from those of you who are unemployed or severely underemployed. Are you having trouble finding jobs? Because there are a lot of companies out there hiring. Now, in fairness, I don't know that somebody walking into the Lowe's in Overland Park is going to say, you know, I used to have a six-figure salary over at the Sprint campus, and now I'm going to go work, nothing against Lowe's, by the way. I love Lowe's. Now I'm going to go work at Lowe's for $15 an hour. It's not going to pay for that house in Southern Overland Park. It sure as hell not. But do you have to lower your expectations in the middle of a recession and a pandemic? Or is it just better, to Dana's point, it's a good one, Dana, no company's really going to hire you. They're going to look at your resume and say, your resume is filled with six-figure salaries.
Right.
And you
can't provide that.
And you want to work here for $35,000 a year?
Or less.
You're gone. The first chance you get, you're gone. Why would we even bother training you?
I know someone, Scott, who went from high six figures to $9 an hour.
Really?
And then was laid off from that job for pandemic-related causes. Yes. And I'm telling you, I know some pretty damned resourceful people who are struggling to find something permanent right now.
576-7798. 576-7798. Yeah. Thank you, Mick. We'll get to you first when we get back. Are you an employer? 576-7798. The text line is the same number. You just got to make sure you put a 913 before it. Election coverage next Tuesday night. We start at 6 p.m. here on your election headquarters, KMBZ. Welcome back. It's good to have you on this Wednesday afternoon. Hurricane Zeta, according to what Dana just told me, has just made landfall on the Gulf Coast, right around Louisiana, where it meets with Mississippi.
Yep. My aunt just got back home, and they spent the day boarding up and, you know, bringing in patio furniture and all that stuff. Am I crazy, or have we had a hurricane a day for, like, 2 months?
This is the fourth one to hit the Louisiana area, I think, this summer and fall. We were talking about this story about a woman named, it's from the magazine Work, for Alyssa Mitchell. Says that she got a job in January. She's from Alabama, 50 years old. Worked for a remodeling company. She traveled, did some great projects at Target and Walmart and Lowe's all over the state. And then in March, she was cut due to COVID. And she says, you know, she got by for a while with unemployment and all the assistance from the government that was coming in earlier this year. But then those things all ran out. She's not even getting unemployment right now. And she says she cannot, for the life of her, find new work. Now, I've heard the devil's advocate on this one as well. And we're going to hear from him right now, Mick in Blue Springs. Mick, good afternoon. Hello.
How are you?
Doing well. Thanks, man.
So I am a, I own a lawn and landscape company. We have about 65 employees, and we've tried to hire people from all over. We've tried to reach out to hospitality industry. We've tried everything. We had one guy started, thought he was going to be an irrigation guy, got out on the job, completely walked off after 5 minutes because he had to dig holes. We've had people show up, fill out applications, say they're going to be there the next day, and just not show up.
Mick, I cannot tell you how many people in those industries, I have friends who are business owners, who have told me the exact same thing. And then the time and effort you spend on training and the paperwork involved for the front office who has to, like, verify their social. You have to do all of this paperwork just to get someone in the door, and then they last 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, we're starting at $17.30 an hour, along with a lot of the other landscape companies. We actually use a program called H2B, where we bring up seasonal workers. And we are one of the few that were actually able to get our workers this year. As a lot of people, once the coronavirus hit, the government stopped allowing people to bring the seasonal workers up for the 9 months because they just thought there'd be an influx of people to work.
I'm assuming H2B, sorry, Mick, is that a visa program?
It is.
Okay. Yes, it is. It's a seasonal visa program. I was on a call last week with the association, and right now we have about 95,000 job openings in the lawn and landscape.
Yes, company. And Mick, I will tell you, and I don't want to interject politics into this, but I will for a second. I have so many friends who are business owners, big Republicans, okay? All business owners. They cannot get that freaking H2B. Visa be approved. And, you know, so for everyone who wants to scream, they're taking our jobs. No, they're not. Ask any business owner in landscaping or in construction. They cannot find people to hire.
It's not what? Say that.
We're not paying anybody. We're not looking for cheap labor by any means by using that program. It's $17.30 an hour this year is what we have to start them out at as well.
So hang on, Mick. Sorry to interrupt, but just for clarification purposes, whether you are an American citizen or whether you're brought up on the H-2B visa, you pay them the same?
Correct. That's part of the government making us pay them the same.
Okay.
So they're saying that we can't pay either one of them less than that, dictate our wage that we start people out at.
Yep. Okay.
They give us.
Hey, Mick, your phone's cutting out, brother.
And look, I know no one wants to believe it. Ask anyone who owns a construction or a lawn and landscape company. They will tell you the exact same story.
Let's go to Tanya in Kansas City. Tanya, good afternoon. Hi.
Hi.
Good afternoon. I'm kind of on both sides of this coin here. I'm in human resources, and in July I lost my job, and I just today took another job, but that job market out there is just crazy. Wages have dropped so significantly that people literally have to make a choice between taking a low-paying job or, you know, moving with family or, you know, go to another place to live other than maybe the home that they've invested money into. In my situation, I've been married long-term, so we have a very stable income. But I'm down to, here it is, 3 months later, and I'm looking at taking a job that pays $20,000 less than I was making, just so that we don't have to bottom line our savings account. It's either take this job for $20,000 less or don't buy groceries or don't buy the kids medicine or, you know, that kind of thing.
And you were out of work since July, Tanya?
Since July, yes.
Now, were you holding out? Did you turn down some jobs that?
I did.
Okay.
I did because, and I'll kind of put it out there for you. In human resources, I was at a pretty average range for human resources at $55,000.
Okay.
And the jobs that are out there now doing the same thing, or very similar, if not more even, are now paying $15 an hour, which drops you down to the $35,000 range.
Mm-hmm.
So that's significant for a family to lose $20,000. Fortunately, I have a partner that can help with that, but there's people out there that don't.
Well, Tanya, if it's any solace, congratulations on the new gig. I know that it's a lot less than what you were hoping for, but
definitely.
But congratulations nonetheless. Right?
Yeah, but it is a struggle. These people out there that are saying that, you know, there's not jobs out there. There's jobs out there. They're just significantly lower than where we expect them to be.
Tanya, thank you for the call. Thank you for sharing your experience. Elsie, Chuck, and the others, you guys hang tight. You're back on the other side. We're going to do the news. And 6 days, ooh, please God, make them go fast. 6 days from today is Election Day in the United States. I don't care who you vote for.
Just vote.
Yes. And then listen to the votes come in right here at 6 o'clock next Tuesday evening on your election headquarters, KMBZ.
We'll be right back.
We're back. You ever listen to this show, and I'm just goofing on you, Grant, because you and Sammy play the same Red Hot song all the time. You would think the band only had one hit. We're talking about this story in Work Magazine where they profile a number of people, the first of which is Elisa Mitchell, who started a job in January, and it was a traveling job down in Alabama, and she worked with big companies like Target and Walmart and Lowe's and designing stuff for them in store, presumably. And lost her job in March because of COVID. And in the article, she says she is just running around like crazy trying to find new and presumably comparable work and cannot. Now, there's always the other side of that coin. And we heard from Mick earlier, who runs a lawn and landscaping business, pays $17.30 an hour, employs 65 people. And he says, I can't find people to work for me. Now, $17.30 is not going to get you a house in Mission Hills. I get it. Going to put meatloaf on the table, though. LC and Olathe, what up?
Oh, I love your name.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to let you guys know I agree with Mick, but I also believe what Tanya was saying. There are jobs available, and there kind of aren't jobs available. But people need to take this time to reinvent themselves. Transfer your skills to hotel hospitality into another skill.
Yeah.
And also, you know, if you have a degree or if you're a worker that's highly, you know, educated or whatnot, don't be afraid to step down and do something different. For example, they cannot find in Jackson and in Johnson County enough substitute teachers. And I'm going to quote Dana in this in her past, scared money don't make money.
Scared money don't make money.
So they got these substitute teachers jobs available, but yet no one is applying for them. If you have 60 credit hours, that's all you need. You can be a substitute teacher.
Is that right?
That's it.
That's amazing.
I think it's up to $100 to $120 a day. Don't quote me on that. But again, money coming in is better than zero. And you can take the jobs that you want.
Yeah.
You know, so don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. And again, scared money don't make money.
Now, wait a minute. LC, hang on just a second, because we got to get on to a bunch of other callers. But I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself.
Okay.
If you're going to come walking in with that great line, you've got to say it with more feeling. I'm going to give you one, because you've already said it twice. I'm going to give you a third chance to say scared money don't make money with a little bit more feeling than just scared money don't make money.
Okay, I'll put a little Dana spin on it, too.
All right,
okay.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Scared money don't make money.
Chuck in Overland Park. What up, Chuck?
And then I think it was girl.
How you guys doing?
Hang on, wait. Hang on, Chuck.
It was girl.
LC, you still there? LC.
I think we lost him.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, my God, one of the greatest. Right, Ben Heisler wrote that line, one of the greatest lines of all time.
Yes.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well,
so
Chuck.
Good.
Thank you, man.
Good. Yeah, no, I agree with LC 100%. I mean, you have to say, problem is I think people forget that we're Americans first, all of us. Mm. You know, and when we founded this country, we didn't found this country over fear of what kind of work we had to do. You know, our ancestors came over here not knowing, and half of them died on the first ships over here. You know, we have to... Like I told the gentleman when you guys answered the phone, mm-hmm. I'm a convicted felon, and granted it's, you know, a kind of a lower felony, but I still have a felony conviction. I'm making $20 an hour, and, you know, the pandemic didn't stop anything. I'm in a job that, you know, I don't have any experience in whatsoever, doing building maintenance, and, you know, I just have a good work ethic. And if you're not afraid to step out, I mean, prior to this, I was a regional manager, but nobody will hire those, you know, with a conviction. So, you know, you have to step out, and it doesn't matter if it's the conviction or if it's, you know, a pandemic or whatever. You know, you think this will be the last pandemic we ever have? I mean, it's
oh been God, I hope so, Chuck. I hope so.
It better be in my lifetime because I'm done.
But to your point, Chuck, I actually thought about that last night. Like, I allowed my mind for one shred of a second to go there. Like, what if? And then I was like, no, I can't even go there. But you're right. We don't know.
You know, this is not going to be the last one. It's been speckled throughout the entire human history, you know, from, you know, the bubonic plague on. You know, and this in relation to that is very mild. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to downplay anybody that's suffering, because I do have friends that, you know, have not done
true,
well.
But it's a little bit out of, but right. In fairness, Chuck, it's a little bit out of context, because we actually have a thing called medicine now that they didn't really have back then. So of course it would be more devastating.
But not for this.
Yeah.
I mean,
true.
Back then we had medicine for the common ailments of that day.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I mean, and in 200 years we'll have all the medicines for the, you know, common illness of that day, but something new can come on.
Fair point.
I mean, that's nature, you know? I mean, and that's the very nature of virology is, you know, you have to understand that there's a virus out there that will always reinvent itself, and it will find a way. I mean, it's just part of living on planet Earth.
Right on.
You know? I hope you are wrong, Chuck, but I fear that you are right, and your point is well taken.
Let's go to Diane in Leawood. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Hello.
I have been out of work since February. You talk about reinventing yourself. I've reinvented myself over and over and over and over. I have no job. I have not turned down a job.
Hmm.
I did go from making six figures. I would take $15 an hour if I could.
How are you getting by?
Social Security.
That's it.
That's it. I have no unemployment, Social Security.
Hmm.
And I had to take that early because I had no money.
And once you take it out early, it's my understanding you can't go back and redo it. Is that correct?
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. So I get it. You know, I'm more than willing to try and find something, anything, reinvent myself. I've got a great background. I've got a college degree. It's not, I mean, I literally look every single day.
Diane, let me ask you a question, and I know it's impolite to ask this of a woman, but can I ask how old you are?
62.
Do you think that some companies...
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
You already know my question.
Yep. Absolutely, I do. But I still got to look.
Sure you do.
And, you know, I'm sure that they're looking and going, well, she's not going to be with us too long. So she's out.
That sucks, man.
It does suck.
It's unfair.
Very unfair.
Well, Diane, I wish you nothing but good health and good luck in landing the perfect job. And I hope you make, like, yeah, I hope you make twice as much of what you were making before.
Hope you're right.
All right.
Hope you're right.
Be well, my
good
friend.
Good luck to you, Diane.
Keep your chin up, okay?
Trying to do it.
All right, you do it. Tyler, man, that sucks. Tyler in Independence. Hello, Tyler.
Hey. Good to hear you guys.
Good to be heard, man. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, I'm just average. Usually I'm above average, but I'm just average.
Okay.
I've talked to you guys before. I'm a furloughed stagehand with a
local. Oh, yeah, I remember you.
Yeah, and I picked up a part-time job to get through, which was a package handler. You know, jump in a 53-foot semi-truck and unload, and it was exciting. I loved the job. But unfortunately, the last couple of weeks, I started experiencing a soreness in my shoulder and my arm, and found out later it was a tendonitis. Bicep tendonitis. So unfortunately, since it wasn't an accident at work, or
right.
I didn't report it because I'm a stagehand, we just put mud on it and move on, you know?
Right.
I cannot go back to work there unless I'm 100%. And now I'm basically it's a unpaid, what is that called? Absence, leave of absence.
Because they won't bring you back, Tyler, unless you have a doctor say you're cleared, because they don't then want the liability of you getting hurt on the job.
Mm. Copy that. And if I would have had the, you know, if I had not put mud on and just said, hey, I'm hurt, they could put me on light duty. But they can't put me on light duty because I didn't go through their medical, I went through mine, which I'm paying out of pocket because I lost my benefits due to... So I'm just average. I'm not above average.
Do you regret telling them, or was it such a serious injury that you could not have continued anyway?
You know, I've only got maybe half my life left, and I really don't want to have any lying. It's a lot easier to go through life without lying so that you don't have to remember anything but the good times.
Good for you, Tyler. Good for you, and hang in there.
Be well, brother. Be well.
Love him. We're going to talk about dirt bags coming up a little bit later in the show.
Well, we got a full board, so let's keep this one going just a little bit longer because these are good stories.
Coming up later, a local man has been indicted as part of a $300 million magazine scam targeting the elderly.
The only people who still read magazines.
Well, we're going to talk about that.
We'll get to that just a little bit later in the program. 576-7798. Grant Miller, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Thomas of the Petty. We have a line open if you want to grab it at 576-7798. Don't forget, every Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, we do Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances, and that is brought to you by our partners over at Michelob Ultra. Make sure you drink responsibly, please. Talking about the job situation in America, and in particular this article from Work Magazine where they spotlight a number of unemployed people. Successful once, hoping to be successful twice, but struggling to find new work. Now, the opposing argument would be, and we've heard from plenty of people, I think Mike coming up here in a minute is going to be one of them, the jobs are out there. You just have to change your expectations.
You have to be willing to do manual labor. You have to be willing to dig fence post holes. You have to be willing to, with lawn and landscape, haul mulch, all of that stuff.
576-7798. Are the jobs really out there? Or are your expectations too high? Or is it not? They're just not there, Scott. I don't know what these people are talking about. 576-7798. Let's go to Mike in Cameron. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Scott. How are we doing?
We are doing well, my friend. Thank you.
Okay. I do make the argument that the jobs are out there. I work for a LTL less than trailer load trucking company out of Cameron. We have more freight currently than we know what to do with. We don't have enough drivers. We haven't had any new drivers apply, despite that it's everywhere posted that LTL field. Truck driving field is hiring thousands of drivers right now, and that's Kansas City area. That doesn't include all of those little LTLs that are spread throughout. Warehouses are hiring. I visit anywhere from 15 to 25 customers a day that all of them are hiring out the wazoo. Like one in particular is in Grandview. They're 150 employees short.
Wow.
150?
They had a slowdown because of COVID, so they laid some people off temporarily. Business went through the roof, and they called everybody back, and everybody refused because of COVID stimulus.
Yeah. Huh.
I think that there are positions that have been eliminated because of COVID, i.e. the job that you were doing has been eliminated because it can now be done by somebody else because you were temporarily laid off due to lack of work, i.e. Dana, you're laid off. Scott picks up the slack.
No.
Hold on. Scott picks up the slack. Now there's no need for Dana to come back, which we would all be sadly remorse.
Not as much as me. And I'm being serious.
And I'm being totally serious. In our terminal alone, which is approximately 30 drivers, I don't think there's a single driver that does not listen to this show and is very appreciative of the work that you guys do.
Well, Mike, we love the truckers. And especially this week, I keep shouting them out because it was a truck driver that led to the recovery of those two little girls after their two brothers were murdered in our area. They led to the recovery of those two girls and the arrest of the father. Really quick, Scott, this is from bankrate.com.
Okay.
Job seekers for more than half a decade were used to having all the power in the U.S. labor market. That has all been flipped upside down in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. So listen to this. Per every job opening, there's close to two unemployed persons, according to data on labor market turnover. That is a market improvement from April, but it's nowhere near pre-pandemic levels where there were more jobs on the market than jobless individuals.
Right.
You now have an influx of many workers seeking new jobs. There will be highly experienced, highly trained people competing with new college graduates for that same job, and it crowds out the less experienced workers taking on lower pay.
No, there's no denying this economy in January of this year was on fire. It was on fire. Pat in Tonganoxie, you get the last word. Hello, Pat.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you all doing?
Well, we're doing.
Love your show.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, so I heard you guys talking about workers and about looking for work. I tell you what, we'll hire every single person you got. We're looking for work. We're building houses left and right out here, and we have had problems finding help for quite a time now.
And you're in construction?
We are in construction. Yeah. New homes.
Yep.
So that's where we're at. You got to be willing to work, and you got to be willing to work hard. But you know what? We don't push them too hard because we want to keep them.
Pat, you call in anytime. You make me laugh.
Hey, love you guys and love your show and have a blessed day.
You do the same.
Go ahead.
I was going to say we have time for one more.
Get him in real quick. Sean.
Sean, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, I'm in education. I'm a teacher here in mid-Missouri. And I've seen multiple school districts. We're looking for substitutes. And we're looking for school bus drivers. In fact, the district that I work for outside of Sedalia the superintendent just sent out information that if we know anybody, spread the word, the school district I work for will actually pay for you to take the classes and get the licensing you need. I think it's 20, 26 hours to become a sub because there is that much of a shortage.
And they will pay you to get your license.
They will pay for you to take the classes, for you to get your license to be a sub. And it's not just when you're a sub, you're in our district. That sub license is good for any school in Missouri. So you can fill in. Your phone will be ringing off the hook if you are on the sub list.
Thank you for the call, man. Thank you.
When we come back, how many magazine subscriptions do your elderly parents or grandparents have? A local man has been indicted as part of a $300 million fraud scheme against the elderly.
We'll get to that right after the news here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.